Hey y'all, have you ever thought about using your senses as a powerful vehicle for healing and balance? You have an amazing opportunity to consciously feed your senses positive ingredients. This can create your perception of reality. Today I'm going to share with you ideas on how to nourish and balance yourself through the senses. But first, welcome to Mind Body Balance, the podcast dedicated to empowering you on your journey to self-care and well-being. I'm your host, Valerie, and together we'll explore the transformative world of self-care, delving into practices that nurture your mind, body, and spirit. In each episode, we'll embark on a mindful exploration of various self-care techniques, from simple daily rituals to profound life-changing practices. Join me as I share insights, tips, and personal stories to inspire you to prioritize your own well-being. This podcast is your sanctuary for self-discovery, where we'll discuss mindfulness, mental health, journaling, and everything in between. Whether you're a seasoned self-care enthusiast or just starting your journey, Mind Body Balance is here to support you in creating a life filled with balance, joy, and self-love. So let's embark on this transformative adventure together. Get ready to prioritize yourself one mindful moment at a time. Welcome to Mind Body Balance, where self-care meets inspiration. Welcome back to the podcast, Mind Body Balance. Of course, I'm your host, Valerie. And if you're tuning in for the first time, I want to say, hey, come on in, get comfy. I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to seize your auditory senses for a couple of minutes. If you're a returning listener, I want to say, I appreciate you. And you are what makes this podcast a success. And I thank you. So we're talking about feeding your senses. Think of your senses as mind food. Your senses drive how you perceive everything, including your inner, outer, and physical world. Just like with food, we need to feed our senses with high quality sensory input. In the right quantity, because if you over, under, or misuse your senses, your mind and body will become imbalanced, and we want to be in between, in the middle, right? So, let's talk about seeing in your eyes. In this day and time, especially, I'm going to use myself as an example. I sit in front of a screen 8 hours of the day. And when I'm not looking at my work screen, I'm looking at my Celica phone screen. And we have to, make sure we remind ourselves that we need to limit that screen time. Turn off any screen at least 60 minutes before bed. Too much screen time engages and agitates the mind. So I have practiced this. When I was trying to reboot my circadian rhythm, one of the things that I had to do is make sure an hour before I went to sleep that I left the screen and everything alone. Like I would tell my family, hey, I'm about to go to bed. And I would tell them an hour before I actually need to go to bed. That way nobody would call me or text, or if I didn't respond to a text, they would know why, because I've actually placed my phone in a separate area from the bed so that I can give myself that hour to kind of tune down my mind. The same thing with your ears and hearing. Listen to pleasing sounds, music that makes you feel good. Positive words or affirmations that are motivating or inspirational stories. Even some people will even record their children's voices. Stay away from too much stressful news or talk radio. Try not to listen to depressing music or group sesh or gossip sessions at work. Because, you know, when you feed that negativity into you, you're gonna deplete your positive energy, right? And not only that, this is another thing, because I'm using myself as an experience, right? I mean, so as an example, from what I've experienced, I love EDM music. Just for the past maybe 12 to 15 years, it has become a stamp in my everyday life. I love music. Music is, you know, outside of reading and writing, is a key, one of the many keys to my soul, right? But I love EDM music. But sometimes that music is so intense, like the sounds can be very, very shockwave-ish, you know what I'm saying? They're just, the beats can be very hard. The tempo can be very, almost like jump scares to your ear. And if I had to, you know, stop myself from listening to that before I go to bed, because it would have my head, you know, just like really pumped and stoic and, you know, just, you know, rear revving, ready to go. When actuality, I need it to slow down, calm down, you know, relax. So I had to start listening. I started listening to green noise. And in the past, when the podcast was Swayed by Positivity, I did an episode on the different types of noises. And when I get a chance, I'll bring it back around for the new people and the new brand. But yeah, so green noise is good for people who need who have anxiety and who need to calm the mind. So I had to start listening to that instead, because I would never go to sleep. I would find myself laying there, eyes wide open, have to get up and, you know, actually do something, because that type of music just really had me pumped, right? Touch and your skin. Give hugs and snuggles often to the people you love. You know, apply warm coconut oil to your skin. I like to use this oil I get from Noel's Garden called Amber Rose. Lavender and Amber Rose. Oh my God, it's so. Like I finally ran out of it, but it's an oil and I would put it on before I go to sleep because it was so calming. Do activities with your pets. Enjoy a warm shower or bubble bath. Try to stay away from water that's way too hot or way too cold. And if you know somebody is not your favorite person, or you know there's negative energy coming off that person, don't hug or touch them. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't be obliged. Don't be obligated. Don't feel guilt. Don't do it. Because let me tell you, one thing that I've learned is that there are spirits out there, and not all spirits are good spirits. And if they have that person has a bad spirit upon them, and you touch them, or you let them touch you, or you hug them, or you let them hug you, guess what? You open yourself up for that spirit to latch onto you. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying. You may not believe it, but I believe it. Taste and your tongue. There's a thing called mindfulness eating. You know, savor every bite of the food that you chew. Chew it well. Avoid eating too fast or too much. Avoid canceling out a whole food group, because, you know, you need to have that balance. Again, you want to have that balance. You want to feed that Agni, that pure energy that's in your soul, right? Enjoy a balance of taste in your food, including sweet, sour, salty, pungent, bitter, and astringent. One thing I learned that I am trying to practice, as you guys will find out if you're following me on my YouTube channel, that I am trying to practice Ayurvedic living, right? And one thing I learned is that whenever you go to eat, that you should be in a happy mood. Because if you're not in a happy mood, that other mood that you're in, sour, angry, upset, it can negatively affect how your food is digested. And I didn't know that. So that's another thing that you can do to help feed your senses. And then the last thing is smell or your nose. Enjoy pleasing natural smells from the outdoors. You know, turn on a diffuser with essential oils. I love it. Do you hear me? From plant therapy, they have this one essential oil. It's called, it's a morning essential oil. And I would take it and put it in my diffuser when I get ready to work. This was before I found out that the reason why I was so tired was because of the diabetes. I was trying to find anything and everything that would perk me up to want to work. And I would put that in. I would put in the lemon essential oil, and the smell of it would just, oh, it would just wake up and perk up my body so much. I didn't think I would enjoy the lemon as much, but I did. I depended on having it, or just taking it with just a little bit and just like kind of, you know, touch the tip of my nose so I could smell it. It was just really, really nice. Try baking cookies to share with your neighbors. It's something about baking that gives, you know, whether it's bread, cookies, cakes, it always gives you that, you know, kind of warm feeling. Stay away from smoke, exhaust, pollution, and any chemical smells that are found in some of your household cleaners. If it's too strong for you, don't use it. Case in point, I was cleaning my oven. And my mom was like, you need to get you some oven cleaner. And I got some oven cleaner from Family Dollar. When I tell y'all, that oven cleaner choked the hell out of me. It took my breath away. Do you hear me? I even put on a mask that I would use for COVID. COVID. I'm sorry. People make fun of the way I say COVID. And it still was strong. And then I just, you know, I had to come to terms that it just wasn't a cleaner that I was going to be able to stick with. I just was not going to be able to do it. And so I stopped. But I guess the overall key that I'm trying to make is that you have to care for your senses. You don't want to get there and detach from them, because you could find yourself really unbalanced. And think about these things sometimes. You know, what do you see? What do you hear, touch, taste, or smell that takes you down a wrong path? You know, when can you tell yourself to have trust beyond the senses? You know, especially when it comes to taste, the ego can really mess with you in the taste. Ego can tell you, ooh, it tastes good, eat some more. But you know, in your mind, you know, I shouldn't be eating all of this. I'm going to use myself as another example. The Lentz candies. There's the white chocolate, and then there's the caramel. And you know, it's a ball. But in the inside, the chocolate is so smooth and soft. And if I could eat a good 6 or 7 of those in a row. Because guess what? My ego is saying, ooh, that tastes good. You can fast tomorrow. That'll help you with the diabetes. It's a lot of sugar, but it tastes so good right now. So, you know, tomorrow I'm just going to fast. I'm not going to have breakfast. And then I'm gonna eat a light lunch, and I'm gonna drink lots of water. That's the ego. And that could, you know, eventually brought me down the wrong path. It totally knocked me on my behind, because my sugar ended up being like over 400. and that is just way that was just dangerous. So, but think about those things. And I hope that it just kind of opens one's eye to how important the senses can actually be to the body. That's going to conclude this little excerpt on feeding your senses. I hope it helps you going forward in life, and I will continue to bring you things that I think is going to help nourish you and that is good for your well-being. I thank you for tuning in. Remember, when you get a chance, hop into your happy space, spend as much time as you can there, and I will talk to you guys again soon. Later, bye. As we come to the end of another rejuvenating episode of Mind Body Balance, I want to express my gratitude for joining us on this self-care journey. Remember, your well-being is a priority, and each small step you take towards self-care contributes to a happier and more fulfilled life. If you found today's episode insightful, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback is invaluable, and it helps us continue bringing you content that resonates with your self-care needs. Stay connected with us on social media for updates, additional resources, and a community of like-minded individuals who are also committed to their well-being. You can find us on BioLink at bio.link/selfcarewithval. Before we part ways, take a moment for yourself. Breathe deeply, appreciate the present moment, and carry the positive energy you've cultivated here into your day. Thank you for allowing mind-body balance to be a part of your self-care routine. Until next time, be kind to yourself, prioritize self-love, and savor the mindful moments that make life truly extraordinary. Wishing you peace, joy, and a journey filled with self-discovery. Bye.